This is Marketplace Weekend. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Money's everywhere. And then sometimes, suddenly, it's not. And the thing you thought would pay off, or even be your salvation, goes sideways. This story is about how that can happen anywhere. Down in the southern New Mexico desert, 4 years ago, there was kind of a birthday.
It is today the birth of commercial space travel.
You know that voice. That's Richard Branson, the billionaire behind Virgin Records, Virgin Mobile, Virgin Atlantic. He was christening Virgin Galactic, promising tourists a 2.5-hour flight to space for $250,000 a pop. The operation set up shop outside Las Cruces at a place called Spaceport America.
It's really sort of an amazing thing to find in the middle of the desert.
Josh Wheeler wrote about it for BuzzFeed.
It rises up out of the desert, almost from ground level, on the south side, and then opens up into this giant 3-story glass wall with a huge runway coming out of it on the other side. It's really sort of a beautiful building to find out in the middle of the desert.
People in this area, when they heard about this idea, they really were excited about it, and not just from an economic development standpoint.
That's Fred Martino, the director of content at the public radio station KRWG in Las Cruces.
The idea that they would live in the place where space travel would be possible, that was really an exciting idea.
So was what the spaceport could bring with it. In a state where almost 30% of children live in poverty, New Mexico would front the money for the spaceport, and Virgin would pay the rent and bring big spending space tourists, money and jobs, plus a chance to be part of something kind of magical. Again, Josh Wheeler.
As a young kid growing up in New Mexico, it was one of those sort of dreamy ideas that you have when you're out in the desert staring up at the stars. And then it seemed like something that people were actually going to try and make a reality, this sort of space travel that would be available to more than just the very elite astronauts.
You know, the light from the stars and the planets, it's just amazing. And because we also live in an area where we have the largest protected airspace in the country. I mean, White Sands Missile Range, which is located nearby. So the idea of things shooting up into the air is certainly not foreign at all to us here.
Except, oh, here comes the except part. It hasn't happened yet. No Virgin Galactic spaceflight in 2012 or 2013. There were construction delays, haggles with regulators, insurance problems, political fights. Here's Fred Martino again.
There was some concern at one point that Virgin Galactic was very concerned about its future in New Mexico, and it had to do with the legislation that was being proposed at the state level to give liability protection for the folks who do the launches at the spaceport, build the equipment for the spaceport.
And the spaceport came with a big price tag, more than $200 million, money from the state, the local counties, and their taxpayers. For now, the action at the spaceport is mostly from Elon Musk's company SpaceX and NASA. And there's only one road out there. Josh Wheeler rode the bus to it.
The couple of times that I visited, nothing was happening out there.
Virgin Galactic has said it will stay at Spaceport America, but state officials are no longer counting on the jobs and revenue from those space tourists to make the money back.
They were no longer going to be getting the kind of economic development that comes from being the cradle of a nascent industry. They now had to sort of rely on the promise of tourist boom.
The last time that I looked online, it cost $59 to be able to get a bus ride to go out to see the spaceport. And there is actually no differential in the price. You pay that same price whether you're one of the local taxpayers who every time you buy something, part of that money goes toward the spaceport, or if you're somebody from out of state who's just in town and wants to see this place.
For now, the people New Mexico is relying on to recoup its money are tourists who'll go out to see the spaceport, but never get off the ground.
What New Mexico is really hoping to have is terrestrial space tourists, people who come on the ground to just check out what the other space tourists are doing. It's very ironic. You know, on the one hand, you have people who can afford a $250,000 ticket going up into suborbital space and getting these amazing views. And on the other hand, you'll have people who can't afford those tickets who are expected to just come and watch those people who do have that money go and have this great, potentially life-changing experience.
So what's the future? that depends on what Virgin Galactic does next. Richard Branson told the TV network Fusion that he's 90% certain they will launch this year. We reached out to both Virgin Galactic and Spaceport America. As of showtime, we haven't heard back.